No, I was literally thinking, I'm going to be in my dorm room. I am so terrified of socializing. I will not be speaking to anyone. I'll be taking my classes and graduating early. Thank you.
What?
Bye.
That's what college is for. You got to socialize.
Yeah, everyone says that.
But like, you just got to discern.
No, because they go a long way. Of course, you have to like, you know, push aside the people that are not going to be good to you. But then you make great connections. And it goes a long way. And when you become much older and you're in this field, you're going to have people graduate with you. And come on.
Do you still talk to your friends from college?
Well… from time to time.
Welcome back to our show where we get real with all our thoughts concerning life. We're your hosts, Ashley.
Junie.
And Peniel of B2B.
We have a lovely guest joining us today. Aren't you eager to find out who it is? Well,
they already know who
that,
it is.
Before that, make sure to follow and review our podcast on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. All right. So, let us welcome our guest for today.
What is with this like cozy, like…
it's cold, you know? I'm trying to make it cozy.
There's gotta be like a fireplace behind us.
I wish. Okay. Say hello to Denise!
Yes! Yes!
Finally! I made
D-nice.
It on Get Real, y'all!
Yeah. D-nice!
I made it! It is our first time on Get Real. We've been waiting for you. Say
I've
hi.
I've been waiting. Hi. I'm so happy to be here. I was late. I was literally… I told my taxi driver. I was like, go, speed. He didn't listen to me.
It's so. Okay. As long as you're here.
Yay.
She's still like kind of shook. From her cab ride.
I had a bite of a sandwich and I came and sat down. It was good. Thank you.
Okay.
I had a full sandwich.
That's great. I had one fourth.
You had one fourth?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Anyways, great to have you, Denise.
Happy late birthday.
Happy late birthday.
Thank you so much.
22nd birthday.
I'm 22. Oh, wow. I don't want to talk about it.
Why do you want to talk about? You're so
22nd?
Young.
I'm 22 as of this episode.
Holy
coming
shit.
Out,
how do you feel being 22?
22, I guess. I don't know. Taylor Swift wrote a song about it. So I suppose it should be like really nice. I kind of took a moment at 21 and I was like, oh, I'm actually an adult now. And ooh, then now that I'm 22.
What's with that face?
No, I'm just like…
For a song about it, you're like…
No, I'm happy.
Oh, okay.
I'm happy for her.
You're judging her on her…
No. Not at all.
Do you guys remember your 22nd birthday?
I don't, actually. I really don't. Was I in Korea? I think I was in Korea.
I was in Korea.
Yeah, I was in Korea.
Actually,
I debuted at 20.
I remember my 22nd birthday. You were at my birthday party.
Aww.
Was that the one in the basement?
No, in Itaewon with Woo-sung, you, Lena, Crystal. It was just like a small
thing.
You have
no memories.
It was in the basement?
No, we just had dinner.
What basement?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
we just had dinner at Thai restaurant.
Right?
Thai in Itaewon. We went to a Thai place.
Itaewon.
Like next to like where the Koreanos is right now. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you remember.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, because that's like right before I debuted and I didn't have that many friends. But
that is
he was there.
Adorable.
But anyways.
Not much has changed. She still doesn't really have many.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Dude, oh
I
my gosh.
I feel weird though. I don't think it's hit me because I got into working at such a young age that I feel like everything kind of stopped at that point. So every time I kind of have another birthday or assess how old I am, it doesn't really make sense. So
you're already feeling like that at 22? You should be excited.
How old I am?
How old are you, Peniel?
Me?
Can I ask?
Oh yeah, I'm younger than her, so it's okay. It's all good. So wait, January or in 2023, I would be turning 30 in international age.
We don't have Korean age anymore.
It's going away.
Rid of it.
Thank God.
No, isn't it like valid till like…
No, it's starting next year. It's gone.
Oh.
I heard it's like
starting
mid
this
next year.
Nice.
So we're
why
all
would it be mid
younger?
Next year? People turn 1 year older on January 1st.
I don't know. That's what I heard. I heard it's not…
Wait,
like
so you're 21?
Yeah, I'm 21 right now.
Wow. No, you turned 21.
I'm turning 22.
Oh, okay. So internationally.
Internationally,
22.
Like God. real age for the rest of the world. I'm turning 22.
What was your 21st birth year like?
21 was a rough year, I'm not gonna lie. It was probably the most challenging year of my life, but it proved to have the most growth. Mm. So coming out of 2022, like the year, I definitely feel like a different person. But 21 was quite the year for me.
You left your company. You like started working on your own, independently, doing podcasts and
doing
Twitch, living alone.
I lived alone since I was technically… I moved out of the house when I was 15.
Oh.
And then I officially started like being independent this year, which was rough. Because y'all… Nobody told me about taxes. No one told me about it.
I know. So it was like, the first time being financially…
They don't teach you that shit at school.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
They didn't teach you 2+2. I never used that shit in my life.
Y'all know that I'd never learned what like sine or cos or like whatever that math thing was.
Like cosine, tangent?
Did not really ever
learn. You don't need that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying
when the fuck are you like… When are you going to use it?
Don't use
it. It's like, oh, I'm going to use the Pythagorean theorem to see which route is faster to go home. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, fucking A, dude. Like…
I think 21 was fun though. In the end, now that I can look back at it, I think of a lot of fun memories. But it's all the overcome moments that I'm like, all right, well, you know, we were still here. So that's like pretty cool in the end. And then I got to spend a lot of time with a lot of really great people that are all in this room. Mm. And I learned a lot from a lot of people in this room. And from there, I think I became more of an adult than ever this year.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Because you did everything by yourself at the age of 21, which is very early compared to how… You know, the
most
year… most people.
I feel like I'm kind of late. I don't know.
What?
What?
What do you mean?
No.
When people graduate like college and everything, they're…
24. No.
22.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm late because I'm going to school next year. Or like this year now, 2023. So I'm going to school. Yeah, I'm
freshman?
Starting… Yeah, as a freshman
in
college.
Let him know. Where are you going?
Berklee School of Music.
Oh my god.
Eric, every time he saw me, whenever I was in Korea, be like, why aren't you in school? He's like my uncle that was yelling at me. So when I finally told him I was going, actually, because I was supposed to go a few years ago. But then obviously it was my debut and everything got pushed. But every time I saw him, he was just yelling at me, asking me why I'm not in school. So when I told him, he was so incredibly happy. He's like, his face lit up. I was like, all right.
Oh my gosh.
I think he told me that too. Like, yeah, I don't know why she's not in school.
Yeah, she said the same thing to me. Yeah.
I had this conversation with so many people and they're like, Denise, go to school. I was like, okay, fine.
Wait, what are you going to be studying?
I'll be majoring. I'm doing a dual major. So I'm doing vocal performance and music production. Because I want to learn how to comp. And I'm like kind of a nerd on the computer. Like I love doing music stuff. I like my own comping, my own vocals and stuff like that.
I want to learn how to make beats.
I mean, she already knows what she's doing.
I think it's going to be easy.
I think going to school for you is more of like… I mean, obviously you're going to learn a lot. But just to be around people that are trying to learn as much as you. And making connections, right? And it's Berklee, man. You got to enjoy it.
That's what I'm telling myself. It's scary for me. I don't know. I never really went to a physical school. Growing up, I was always online schooled because I was training from a young age.
Mm.
And so going to a physical school, it's that weird kind of feeling of everyone like, oh, going back to school. Or I guess it's how kids feel whenever they move and they go to a new school or something. But maybe it's different because the stakes are higher. Obviously, it's a college and it's like a really big music school. And I'm going in as a freshman technically. But I did go to a convention for upcoming Berklee students.
Mm-hmm.
And I met these kids that were like 17 and they were like going to school. And they're like… Thing is, they saw that I had tattoos and they're like… Oh my gosh, that's so cool. The second I turned 18 and everything… I heard white noise after that. They said the second I turned 18. I was like…
How old are you?
They're like 17. I'm like… Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. And I was like…
No,
so
girl.
I was like… This is how Judy feels every time he sees me.
You go to college when you're 17?
When you graduate 18. High school, you're like 18, 19? Yeah, 18, 19. Wait, so how are they 17? They graduated early.
It was like a before going to… just before grad.
I see.
Maybe they took like AP classes. Graduated early or something.
Yeah, a lot of musicians graduate early apparently.
Dude, like, some people go to college at 30. It's okay.
Yeah, I know.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Really good ones. Like, really
I've always been ahead in life in a way with work. But then it feels like I'm kind of behind for once. It's just intimidating because also… I don't know.
No, but you already know everything. And you have…
Experience, actual field experience.
That's scary though. What if I walk in and it's like everything I know is like goes this like not real? They're like, oh, so it's not actually that. And I'm like, ah. Also, because the American system is so different than the Korean one, so I'm so scared to walk in knowing, thinking I know something, and having them just blow it to bits. But
obviously, don't think that you know something.
Yeah, just stay humble and just Be like,
oh, well, in Korea.
Yeah.
No, I can't pull that.
I'll do it
the American way if you want.
Yeah.
That's the thing. When I was in Korea the whole time, it was me doing it the American way. So I'm scared when I go back to America, what if I'm doing it the Korean way?
You'll be fine.
I'm excited for you. You're going to learn so much. I'm just worried for you in like the social sense because I don't want you to get hurt. And I feel like…
I don't think she was thinking about that, Ashley. But
I was thinking about… I was literally thinking… I'm going to be in my dorm room. I am so terrified of socializing. I will not be speaking to anyone. I'll be taking my classes and graduating early. Thank you.
That's what college is for. You got to socialize.
Yeah, everyone says that.
But you just got to… discern.
No, because they go a long way. Of course, you have to like, you know, push aside the people that are not going to be good to you. But then you make great connections. And it goes a long way. And when you become much older and you're in this field, you're going to have people graduate with you. And come on.
Do you still talk to your friends from college?
Well… From time to time. No, but I got a lot of friends who are like… But it's Berklee, right? School of Music. So it's like… I have a lot of friends who graduate from Berklee. And they always talk about… Oh yeah. I still keep in touch with most of the people that were like Korean.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like… Mm-hmm. Or in the same field as me. And it seems like they help each other a lot.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. But I feel like if it's music and you're going to keep doing music afterwards… And I feel like you'll keep… like in contact with them probably.
It's also just because I haven't been in school for such a long time. So I'm so afraid that my brain is just not where it used to be.
Girl, you just need like 2 weeks of getting used to and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I know.
Dude, this episode is like us giving Denise
the blue. What's going on?
It's because we haven't seen each other in so long that at this point it's just the catch up and the thing of just like, Denise, so how are you feeling kind of thing. But yeah, it's always good to hear that. And I mean, everyone else is going to know now too. This is how I feel. Hi, catch me in Boston.
No, because I feel like we have a lot of listeners that are around your age that might have similar fears as you and worries. So I feel like it's relatable. It can be relatable.
Mm. Yeah. But go to school. School is fun. Don't put it back or behind.
You haven't even gone yet.
I know. But I'm just saying for everyone else in public image figures, go to school. School is great. Don't drop out, kids.
Yeah. Wait, so when are you leaving?
I'm here until spring, so I have a couple more months to kill here,
but
I'm doing the most that I can in that time, and I have my dog Maple.
So you're taking your doggy?
Yes, I am taking Maple.
You have to do like a bunch of stuff before you go, so you should get that.
Define a bunch of stuff.
Like you have to get your dog. Like a few shots and stuff?
Oh, I got all her vaccinations and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Do you get the doggy passport?
Oh, the silence was really loud just now. There's a doggy passport?
Apparently there is.
Oh.
I never took Leo to like…
Maple's really small. So can't you just like hold him in your lap when you go?
I'm pretty sure I could hold her. Yeah. But the thing is…
I think it's like 6 kilos.
Oh, she's not a kilo.
Oh.
Dude, she's like ounce.
Like including the…
She's not even 1 kilo?
No, she walks on the scale in my house. It doesn't assess her.
She's probably lighter than the phone.
What breed is?
She's a Yorkie. She's a baby. She's only four months.
Is it toy?
Yorkie.
Oh
my goodness.
I was going to bring her today, but I didn't have time because I was doing another shoot before this.
Oh.
So I was going to bring her, but then I would also just the whole time, it would be like normal podcast and you'd hear me go, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then me be like, she's pissing on the floor or something. Like I would just be so stressed.
Last time Leo was here, he was like humping that thing.
He's
going through puberty.
Yeah, no, but he's… I got him all neutered.
You haven't neutered him?
Yeah. I got him neutered.
He said bye-bye to his balls. But
he still humps.
But I guess it's just like his manly thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, just like his owner.
That's what this guy was saying on that episode.
I was like, what the fuck are you doing at home? That is picking this stuff
driving me insane. I was like, that's not what I taught you, Leo.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, what are you going to do for your 22nd birthday?
I'm not really a person that really celebrates my birthday that much. I love Christmas. I love holidays. My birthday is usually… I just keep it really quiet. Whenever I used to be a trainee, my fellow trainees or like friends, they would be like, dude, you're so funny. I'm like, why? They said, no one I know sleeps the night before their birthday, like before 12. Because, you know, I would be like in bed and all of a sudden they would come in my door and be like, 생일 축하합니다. Like, and then they're like, I've never seen someone go to bed before 12 a.m. on their birthday before. And I've just like never really thought about it because I think whenever I was younger, I had like bad experiences with some birthdays. So I just never really considered it like I don't like doing big things for my birthdays.
Mm.
But I have had friends do things for me for birthdays, which has been really nice. So it's been redeemed. But I'm thinking maybe My friend Daisy and I, we have our birthdays around the same time. Oh. So we're thinking of doing like a little afternoon tea party hotel or something.
A joint.
Yeah, you don't go to tea, bro?
You go to tea, bro?
I don't think I've ever been to a tea party.
You to a tea party?
What do you do at a tea party? Do you drink tea?
You drink tea, biscuits, sandwiches,
desserts.
Yeah, it's so fun. Y'all
make me feel like I'm English.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Dude, he would enjoy it. He loves desserts and like sweet stuff.
It's perfect. It's because
I can't imagine at a tea party, bro.
He's
gonna be the weirdest dude there.
I'm down.
I'm going. I want to see.
Come.
Okay. Dessert and sweet stuff?
Yeah, it's all so nice because then you know when you want to try everything, but you don't want to have a huge meal. It's like you just want little bites of like you want to taste everything. That's what it is. It's perfect.
I went to London, there's a huge restaurant just for that.
That's my dream.
Insane.
That sounds annoying.
Why?
What? What if like it's like, oh shit, this is good, I want more, but then like you have to just
take as many as you want.
It's like I want like a bigger.
You just get as many as you can at that point. I don't know. I like the idea of having selection. That's why when I go eat at places and they give really big portions, I'm the type of person who wants to try a little bit of everything. Mm. Mm. So when I go to eat Thai food, because I love Thai food, I always go with a certain number, like 4 to 5 people. So I can get like green curry, pad thai, tom yum, like all the assortment of everything so I can have a bite of it all. Because I don't want just one thing at that
point. I know. Yeah, it sucks when you have to just get one.
Thai food sounds good right now.
We can after this.
You just get one and you just eat that.
I said yes because I don't like a lot of options either because I'm super indecisive.
Oh, so you just want the one thing?
So I'm just like, oh, but like if there's too many options, I'm like, fuck.
And he doesn't even eat the banchans. Like he doesn't like banchans.
You don't like banchan?
Yeah, dude, it's annoying.
No way.
Like, I don't understand.
So I don't not like Korean food. But it's just annoying to eat because there's so much shit to like.
That's
so
the
like,
beauty. That's
your
the
like brain malfunctions because you're a robot.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know which one.
You sit there, you just eat the rice then, and that's it.
No. So I'll just want like one like thing of like meat and then rice. Like that's.
Oh, you're like simple.
Yeah, that or like that's why I like hamburgers because it's like it's all just in the
it's
freaking
the one
burger.
Thing.
It's all in there.
Yeah.
All right.
That or like pizza. It's just I don't need like banchan. If there's too many options, I'm like.
I'm like exact opposite. I love going to like Shigol Bapsang where they have like 20 banchans, like side dishes. Mm. He'll never go there.
No, I'll go to those places but I'll just stick to like my… Like,
one thing.
Yeah.
I love banchan, bro.
Me too.
It's good. It's just annoying to eat.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Oh yeah, but I don't really have plans for my 22nd birthday so far. But if I do… Or maybe I'll just… I don't know. Y'all want to hang out on January 11th?
Yeah.
I thought you said you were going to do the tea party.
That's on like a weekend or something. Like in between me and that friend's birthday. But like for retrospective just my birthday, I don't really have plans.
Oh, like the actual day of your birthday?
Yeah.
I have a question for you. Okay. As a dog owner, how do you deal with… Because you have schedule, right? You have to go out. Do you leave her at home or do you take her like… Is she home right now?
Mm-hmm.
She's okay with it?
She's okay. The second I got her, I thought I would be like, oh no, it's fine. No, I get so… I was like, this is what being a mother is like.
Yeah.
The number one thing, I was like, she could do anything. She could trip and she could like… Because she can't… She's so small that she doesn't really understand… I don't know what it is about her. She doesn't know how to walk right now. So she like stomps.
Oh my God.
So there's this meme of Eevee from Pokemon and she's just like this. That's how Maple walks. So I'm so scared she's gonna… Because sometimes she'll walk and she'll just fall. Like she'll just stumble over herself. So I get terrified.
How? 4 months?
4 months now.
Oh shit. Okay.
So at that point… I got a little
dog
cam.
Well.
Yeah.
You gotta train her well. As soon as she realizes what being alone is… And what being together is… She might start crying. So what I did wrong with Leo… I feel so bad for Leo. But I loved him so… Too much… To a point where he can't be alone.
Mm,
so I have to take
him
to the… I told you, man.
I know. But it's like… Dude, he's so cute. And how am I supposed to leave him just… How am I supposed to just leave him there?
Gotta do tough love.
Yeah. So you gotta like really separate yourself.
I learned that… Because when I first got her… I had an instructor, like a trainer come in and give me tips on how… Whatever it was. So they basically told me whenever… Yeah, it came with the dog. So I was like… It came with the dog.
Like, I got one and the man just appeared out of nowhere.
He did. They just said… Here's the schedule. Like, just tell him when to come train your dog. And I was like, oh, sure.
Oh, wow.
So I ended up doing that. But they told me when you're at home with her, don't give her so much attention or else she will get separation anxiety.
Yeah.
So I made sure like she started whining the other day when I was like working on something on my computer. So it's even if you do like whatever it is, even if you just make a sound, if you pay attention to them, they get that reaction in their brain going, oh, if I bark, then yeah. I get a reaction. Uh-oh. So you just have to ignore it. So I just ignored her. And then I had her in her pen because she had peed earlier. So I was giving her a little time out. But so she got angry and then she started barking. But then I left her in there until she like calmed down and then I would let her out. Ooh. So
yeah, that's what you have
look
to do.
Look at you. You're super responsible.
It's tough love. I didn't realize I could be like that. Yeah. Honestly.
I mean, you're going to kill Berkeley. Then what are you worried about?
Oh, because being a dog owner and going to college are so similar.
Bro, it's much harder to take care of a dog. You know that. It's crazy.
It's fun though. I love being a… It gives me… Because I have a lot of motherly instinct as a person. So I always… All my friends call me like the mom of the friends. I'm always like, oh, do you need a tissue? I have a tissue. Or like whatever it is, I'm that person. So all that motherly instinct now goes to Maple. Mm. So it's really nice. Mm. And I always have an excuse to go home, which is my favorite
thing.
Oh yeah,
I love that.
She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I gotta go home and feed my dog. She's like, oh, I gotta dip. I gotta go.
I love that so much. It's the best thing in the world.
Having someone to greet you when you get home.
Mm-hmm. You're never really alone at that point.
You know, even when you like go in, you're not supposed to be like…
I am. I see, I'm like, I open the door, I'm like, Mipski, my little stinky, how are you doing? And I go pick her up. She's a little stinky.
Does she smell?
She gets stinky sometimes, but like I wash her, but it's because her fur is so long.
Yeah. Mm.
And then she's just kind of
Yorkies
not…
Yorkies go like…
Yeah.
Yorkie hair grows like human hair. It's
One of my friends said she looks like Kris Jenner. And now I can't unsee it because of the hair.
Up.
So she, thing is, she does look like Kris Jenner. So
can I
yes, I do.
I want to see.
Oh, I don't have my phone.
She grew
on
a
me.
Lot.
It's over
huh?
there.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'll show
can we
you.
Pull that up?
But I have pictures of her on my Instagram. If you want to pull it up, but she looks like Kris Jenner. And now I can't unsee it. So sometimes if she does something, my friend will be like, "You just got Kris'd." It's just so stupid,
dude. Aren't dogs like? Kind of expensive though, like to take care of.
I got her actually as a gift, but to take care of, I didn't realize. Yeah, it was really random.
Who gave you a dog as a gift?
Someone,
and a trainer
yeah,
as well.
Someone just gave her to me as a gift, and I was really grateful. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I was like, I guess I looked really lonely or something. But I was like, dang.
Were you ready? Like, did you?
I was not. I literally in the beginning was like, I'm not really sure if I have the time or the responsibility right now. It's a lot of responsibility to take care of her. Look at her. She looks… It's Kris Jenner.
Where is it? Oh my god.
She can't see
face?
Right now. So I have to get her trimmed. I'm getting her trimmed this week.
Oh, so cute.
She's so little.
She's so tiny. Such a baby. She's so a little baby. Her and Leo should have a play date soon.
Oh yeah.
I like that one because she looks like a sleep paralysis demon.
Oh my god.
Is so… You're
gonna, dude.
Why is he like mad?
Fake.
Yeah, but he grew a lot. So.
He looks fake.
Maple does not look real.
Unreal.
She's…
Oh, I remember when…
Why look mad?
I legit like…
It's the hair.
When Leo was that big, I was taking him around one time. And then people thought that I was some crazy dude with like a stuffed animal. Like in my bag.
Oh.
Like you walk around like one of those.
Yeah. So I was at a restaurant and they're like… Oh, it's a real dog. I'm like,
oh
what
God.
You think?
Humble
you
bragging
think of me
about his dog
like a,
right now.
Some weird person. Yeah. So.
I could see you doing that.
Yeah.
Anyways,
you guys bragging about your dogs. We're jealous. Anyways, how's your podcast going? The Amateur Hour.
It's Amateur Hour is going really well. We're finishing up season one right now, actually.
Yeah, I was on that.
Me too.
First episode. Episode 5. Peniel.
Bro, don't leave me hanging. High five.
Oh, high five, of course. It was really fun. Peniel, you want to be on Amateur Hour?
Sure. What is it?
It's my podcast. You're good.
Damn podcast.
I'm just kidding.
You're good.
Yeah.
No, but I love Amateur Hour because I thought it was really interesting when I first started because I was like, why do people want to hear me talk?
People want to hear people talk.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I didn't realize people kind of… I felt like it was a good way for people to get to know me because… It's hard for me to be on the internet and be on social media. It's just kind of stressful for me. But doing a podcast is a completely different thing because it feels more personal. Mm. And I can definitely just lay it all out and be really honest on it. And it's my platform at that point.
Yeah. And you got good people working with you as well. They really
care
about
you. It's so great. So I love it's just difficult because a lot of times I'm working on America time. So I've done so many amateur hour recordings at like 4 a.m.
Wow.
So if y'all were wondering why it's not a visual show, that's literally why. Because I'm not putting on makeup at 4 a.m.
Why are you on American time when you record this?
Because a lot of my guests are in America.
Oh,
sometimes.
So you'll be like… Zooming.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
So I've done a lot of those and I've met a lot of really interesting, really cool people. And I've also had a lot of really great friends on it. And it's just been really fun. I don't think I've ever really been like, oh, I have to record for the podcast. But it was always just a good time. And the fact that the season's coming to an end is kind of crazy. I'm not sure if I'm going to do a season two because of school and everything so far. But
if you do one at school.
That would be crazy.
That'd be crazy. Yeah. Talking about just like school life and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about kind of resuscitating my YouTube channel a little more. Ooh. Like do like daily in my life as a Berkeley student, whatever it is.
Like week
I'm
one.
I'm trying to vlog. Yeah.
Week two.
Yeah.
Everything's the same except your room's just getting messier.
Yeah, messier and messier.
And my dark circles are just getting worse and worse.
Your dark circle just keeps going down.
I think I'm trying to see what I can do this year in this year in terms of just figuring out what direction I want to go. And this year was really focusing on me as a songwriter and learning. Because this year was the year I really like settled down and put myself in the studio and told myself I wanted to learn how to comp my vocals and just write songs better and more. So I wrote like 70 songs this year, I realized.
Holy shit.
And I didn't realize. I really, really worked myself though. I didn't realize it because I kind of hit a burnout. And then I went to this moment where I was like, I feel like if I'm not doing much. And then I kind of went through all my demos that I had written. And then I had 70 songs. And then through those 70 songs, I had about 20 that I was ready. That I felt like were good songs actually. So I was like, oh, well… You know, I feel like this year was pretty successful at that point then. Because
that's good.
Nice.
Like, I mean, SZA had 23 songs on her album. And I'm not going to be dropping one of those anytime soon. But…
why not?
Because I can't do 20… Because 23 songs… I'm working on an EP with 5 songs. And that was hard enough at this point.
Wait, so you have something coming out?
I do. It'll be out by this time this podcast is out.
Ooh,
so
what?
It's coming.
Damn, how many things you're promoting?
Shit. What's going on?
I am crazy. I'm losing it. No, but I have an EP that came out on the 29th of December called Me Before You. And it's my first official EP. I released an EP when I was 17 on SoundCloud. And that was… Just me going through my first heartbreak or whatever it was. I just needed to get something out there. And that was really fun. But coming around this time, I felt… It's not an official debut or anything. I just wanted to put something out for my fans and kind of show them what I've been working on.
Yeah.
Where is that going to be?
It's going to be on all platforms.
Oh, it's all platforms.
Korean platforms too?
Yes.
Wow.
How did you find the distributing…
I have a friend who lends me their studio and then also just wanted to help me out in terms of distribution and everything.
That's good.
So I was able to… I was really blessed with the people that I was working with and helped me out a lot. And… There are 5 songs on the EP and I wrote majority of them. I wrote 2-3 of them this year and then one of them I wrote when I was 16. And I just sang that one time at a local concert in my hometown that I did because I used to do that when I was growing up. And fans found the video and they really liked that song but I had never put it out. So they were begging me to release that song and I wouldn't have released it otherwise if they didn't want it that bad. Mm. But I chose to release that one as well. Mm. So it was just a lot of songs that kind of came together. It's a very versatile EP. I feel that it really shows a different side of me that people weren't able to see of me during when I was in K-pop or like whatever it was. So it's not definitely say my… This is what I'm going to be doing for music in terms of my future thing. It's just kind of like right now this is where I'm at. This is what I've been doing. And I feel like it's going to be good for me to look back and kind of see that's where I started and how where I can grow from there. It's like a little diary for me at that point.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear it.
Yay.
Yeah.
5 songs. All right. December 29th.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys check it out.
Yeah.
Tell them the name of the EP one more time.
The EP is called Me Before You. And Before You. It's a 5-track EP. And thank you guys for listening to it. If you are, if you haven't, go check it out on any streaming platform, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the age thing is getting… They're getting rid of it in June 2023. Yeah, which is so beginning. Stupid.
What's age?
The age.
Korean age.
During June?
Yeah, in June of next year. They want so time. They want to give people time to figure out the whole, you know, the 명칭, like, you know. Because people used to call, like, 형, suddenly you become friends. So
hold up. So then… So let's say, like, you have a birthday after June, right?
Yeah.
The people that… So, like, are turning 20.
Uh-huh.
Right? So technically, up until June…
You can't.
They could drink.
Oh.
And then from June to, like, their birthday, they can't drink?
Yeah, how does that work?
I'm pretty sure that maybe that might be a situation.
That's true, because in Korea, you turn 20. When you turn 20, Korean age, you start drinking. Right? But if they get rid of it
19
in June…
International age.
So 19. Yeah.
So, like, yeah, let's say, like, you're 18, right? But then your birthday is in, like June. August, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say it's, like, August. So then… So up until, like… June, you could drink. And then June, July, you can't drink. And then August, you can start drinking again.
I don't know. It's so stupid. They should have just started from January 2023.
How's it going to work?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, am I turning 27 next year?
I don't care.
You… Because you're 96.
No? Yeah.
You're 96, which means you should be turning 26.
I don't care about the Korean age.
Yeah.
It's 27 next year?
Mm-hmm. So right. Unnecessary.
It's confusing.
I hate this.
Why do we have to be 2 years
thing,
older, you know?
Like, I know.
I'm starting… Or I'm turning 30 again.
Another day of 30.
Yeah.
30, flirting and thriving. Pineal. Yes.
I guess.
Is he flirting? Nah.
Me? Nah.
Nah. He's roboting.
Too
He's always roboting.
But, yeah.
What's this about? Imposter syndrome is something you deal with, it says. Is imposter syndrome something you deal with? If so, how do you overcome this feeling?
Oh, I… Word. Yeah, first of all, whoa, flow. And then second of all… yeah, imposter syndrome is a very real thing. It's something that I deal with a lot in terms of… I don't know. I feel as though I didn't really… In my head sometimes, I still feel 15, which is whenever I went into the whole… training thing where I started my career when I was actually in Korea when I was 14. And so since then, it's been a wild ride. And I feel like everything kind of stopped for me since then, time-wise. Where ever since I was young, everyone always hit me with the whole, like, you're really mature for your age type thing.
Oh, sorry.
But then for the first time, I kind of feel like I am my age mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of all caught up to me. So… I don't know. I feel like half the time when I was young, I was faking it because I felt that I had to be, you know, business or I had to work and be professional and all this stuff. And it kind of lacked that whole sense of childhood. But now that I'm older, it's just kind of like I didn't get to be a kid and now I don't know how to be an adult. So I'm like, oh my gosh, like I don't know. I don't know where I'm like in between right now. So… It kind of freaks me out a little bit. And just imposter syndrome in terms of… I think because social media is such a big thing… People view me in one way. And if I'm not exactly what they imagine me to be… It causes conflict within them. And I can't really fix anything about that. Because, you know, there are different sides to so many people. And I have this whole thing where I feel like… No matter how hard I work, I always have to work harder in order to accomplish like whatever it is. Like, it's never… Like being good isn't good enough at that point.
Right.
But I learned to kind of… 2022, I learned how to kind of put my… Lower my expectations in terms of what… Like the way I think about other people, I realize I need to think about myself. Where I don't expect a lot from other people in terms of, you know, I'm like, oh, no, like they mess up. I'm like, no, it's fine. It doesn't matter. Like, it's okay. You know, you're totally fine. But if I do, it's a completely different story.
We're so hard on ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. So I learned to look at myself from a third person perspective and say that if I… Would I treat somebody else this way? And if that's… The answer is no, then I'm like, okay, then why am I being so hard on myself? So I learned a lot about the whole imposter syndrome where I felt that I wasn't… as good as people thought I was, or I was pretending to be this great singer or this great performer, or whatever it was. And in reality, I was just really good at camera work. I don't know. But TikTok is very manipulating. No, but it's it just made me realize like that means that I just lacked the confidence in myself in what I actually did. So I broke a lot of that down this year and just studied a lot in the studio with myself and kind of unraveled what it was that really was at my core and made me realize like what it is that makes me want to do this and keep doing this. And then, you know, this is just the process. And if I want to be this great person and I feel like I'm an imposter right now, then we'll work to be that great person that we think we are. So I just put it in that perspective for myself. So I kind of learned how to deal with the whole imposter syndrome.
Do you guys ever have that? Junian or Peniel? You?
Yeah.
Imposter syndrome?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think?
I don't think Peniel would have.
Why do I even bother asking? But I just wanted to include you, you know?
I just wanted you to feel included.
Yeah.
Exposed as a fraud.
How about you, Junian? Because you make your own music and stuff.
I mean… Wow. No, I never… Because it's like…
He's going to start having it today.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God. What's going to happen to me? I don't know. But I totally get why that would happen. And I never had like the background of what you've been through. I mean, you've been through so much. Because I've had a fairly normal teenage life. And then I decided to pursue music. And I did this whole thing. But throughout the time… I was in Korea. I tried to keep myself just proud as possible and humble and all that stuff. So I didn't have time to really think about the negative stuff that could have got into my head. But I think I just kept on thinking, man, I'm like really fucking doing this right now. And I'm going to like work my ass off until I pursue what I want. And I just kept looking forward. So,
You're very optimistic.
Yeah, very optimistic. So it's just kind of like… Maybe that… I don't know why, but it's just… You know, like you said, you're lucky to have these people helping you and you feel so blessed, right? I just kind of appreciated that. I tried to appreciate that much more. Mm-hmm. Like to a drastic level. To where it's like… Oh, I'm completely nothing without these people. Like I'd rather do that than… You know? So that's how I kept myself kind
of
just there.
It's interesting because that's where a lot of my imposter syndrome came from was… The fact that I was so blessed with so many great people or like my whatever it was, the experiences that I had and the opportunities I was given, that I felt that I didn't deserve them. So my whole thing was always, I need to make sure that I work hard enough and am so grateful that no one even has a chance to feel that, it was a waste. So I think it was just because of how like… Because I was really blessed and I was very… just given a lot of opportunities growing up and in that way I was really, really thankful. But I like felt as though maybe I didn't deserve them. So… Because it's like this weird thing that I realized in terms of I didn't really know if I was chosen because I was just there or because I was good enough. So it was very like a big moment of questioning myself. And I think that was what it was a lot of the time. And I grew up in such a highly competitive environment that it was the fact that you're so easily replaceable. And also the fact that someone can always come… Yeah. You can always be…
handsome when she said that.
I was. She
said, oh, you were right? Okay.
Yeah. It's the whole…
Yeah.
No, you're so easily replaceable. Like that's such a trainee like mindset.
Yeah. So, no, because we see new people leaving and then new people coming in left
come
and right.
Come and go and stuff like that.
Exactly. So it was always kind of… I need to… Every opportunity I'm given, I need to be able to let people know that I'm worth this opportunity. So I got a lot of that. So maybe it was like a whole thing. But… I don't know. Yeah.
I mean like for all of us… Like even our fans… Looking at our fans… Like our fans aren't dumb. Right? They follow you. They appreciate you. And they support you because you're special. So it's like… Try to think of it that way. I mean you're good now. So…
I'm chill. Yeah, I'm chilling.
I'm not trying to be like a therapist here. But…
I mean… I don't know. For me… I'm just like super realistic. And I don't like compose songs. I only do like… rap, right? Yeah, I only write raps, right?
Yeah.
So then for me, it's just like… Okay, like I can't please everyone in this world. There's going to be people that like it. There's going to be people that don't like it. There's going to be people that don't give a shit about it. So I'm just like… Alright, as long as I like it, like whatever. It's like…
That's so nice to have though. That's a really strong… Like I know I'm like… We always like make fun of Peniel, but he has such a strong like mindset. It's insane.
Because I've never thought like… Oh, I like it. At least I like it. I've never felt that. Well, everything… I have doubts about it.
I don't really have like doubts. But then I'll be like… I feel like I can make it better, but then usually it's time to record, so then
I can't. You're just like, oh, what the heck kind of
so
thing.
I'm just like, yeah, I guess I'll go with this one, I guess. I'm out of time, so I gotta go. No. But yeah, and then, yeah, even for like trainee, like during trainee days, like I saw a lot of people like coming and going too, but I wasn't ever like, oh shoot, like, am I gonna get cut? Like,
oh, I never thought that. I never thought I would be… Yeah. I never had a feeling of like being cut. I just felt that I have this opportunity if I don't… If I'm not grateful enough for it. I don't know. I just felt… I always just felt that maybe I wasn't grateful enough. That was just like a personal…
Being in the environment, I think that just kind of…
It throws you.
Yeah, yeah, it throws you into that.
No, it's because they're always manipulating you and gaslighting you. Saying that you're not tertiary enough. You're not desperate enough. You have to… You have to be ready to give up everything for your dreams.
Yeah, I know.
No, that… Yeah. Did you ever have like imposter syndrome or anything?
I feel like not imposter syndrome because it's not like I'm scared of it being exposed that I'm a fraud. But I don't know if it's because of the year-end anxiety right now. But I just have so many doubts about myself. And usually I'm a very simple-minded person and I forget easily and I don't really care. Mm-hmm. But these days I've been kind of like not been able to go to sleep because I'm like thinking about my future. Like, what am I going to do with my life? Like, I'm doubting everything. I don't know who I am. Like even the simple things. Like, I don't know what style looks good on me still. Like, I don't know if my vlogs are good. Like, I don't know if my… Like, I don't know what is my talent. Like, what is my calling? Like, I just start thinking about everything. I'm like…
I don't know. For me, I have insomnia normally, but then I kind of got a sleep schedule and then it went away. Uh-huh. And then so like all those thoughts you just have, like I'll stay up at night and that'll be like the only thoughts I have. And it'll be crazy.
I don't really think about the future. I'm like, okay, just go with the flow. I'll just live as things happen. But now, like just recently, I'm like… Maybe I should start planning. Like, maybe I should have a 5-year plan like everybody. Like, cause I don't even have like a 1-year plan.
What? People have 5-year plans?
I heard about that.
Yeah.
5-year plans?
They have like 5-year, 10-year plans, you know?
I
don't have that. I just kind of…
Man, I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow. Like…
Straight up.
Because I'm an INFJ and MBTI. So the J means I like planning.
Oh, right.
But
right.
Then every time I plan something, I was like, I'm going to… be a valedictorian, I'm going to go to college and stuff like that. And then I ended up going to Korea and then being online schooled and things like that. So I kind of just gave up on trying to plan my future.
Not a very good J.
No, yeah, I know. No, that's not that point. Like, I'm Christian, so at that point I was like, you know what, God, you take the wheel. I'm letting go at that point.
Okay, I saw a meme recently. Like, you know how so many people are like, God, take the wheel? And like, one of the comments was like, there weren't any cars when Jesus was around. He doesn't know how to drive.
Yo!
That's like, what Peniel would comment right there. Like, that's what you would comment.
It was like, take care of your own shit. There weren't cars around when Jesus… He doesn't know how to drive.
Oh, gosh. Do you still feel like an amateur? Like… Because your podcast is called The Amateur Hours.
I still feel like I haven't been doing it for a very long time. And I feel that this year was a lot of me figuring out who I am on my own. Away from being Denise of something. Denise from somewhere. Mm. So it… I do feel like an amateur a lot of the times. But when it comes down to it, I realize… Majority of the time everyone's faking it too. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, we're all just… Kind of like we're kind of
everyone's faking it, but I don't want to fake it.
Yeah, everyone's that's why we're getting it. Real. That's so real.
Yo, that was so real.
I don't think I've seen anyone relate. Or I don't think I've seen you relate so much to something.
I know this is the craziest. Like
you almost like an actual tear almost just came out.
I don't want fake it. That was good.
But
actually,
that's
you're not
that's
faking. Like, you're doing well.
No, but everyone fakes it. Like even your parents, I feel like they were like faking it like half the time. Like they don't like you know like yeah.
What?
Yes, but I mean that's not that everyone's like faking it. More so, it's just
they're just going with the flow.
Going with the flow. Yeah.
But then like they kind of. Talk to you like they know what's going on. Like,
oh,
then,
that like, I know.
But then it's like in their head, they're probably just like, did I get them the right advice?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I feel like that's never going to go away though. It's like…
Yes, just stay optimistic. Just enjoy it. If you're going to fake it, enjoy faking it. Who cares?
But I don't know about that.
It's exhausting.
That
faking
just sounded
it.
Like you were like, yeah, be fake, everyone.
No, because like, you know, if you can't help, like you said, the parent thing and everything, just enjoy it.
Stuff like that. Though, yeah. Like,
yeah, enjoy it.
Yeah, like 피하지 못하면 즐겨라.
Yeah.
I try to. Like when, if I can't 피해, I do 즐겨. But I don't want to be faced with something I can't pee at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want it to get but to
I
that.
I feel like actually, like, you should, like, be more proud of, like, what you've got right now. Like, when you're talking about, like, the Instagram stuff, it's like…
I mean, it's not just Instagram. I don't want to sound like, oh my god, Instagram's my life. No, it's not, but…
It seemed like it.
No, but sometimes, like, when you're on social media, you can't help. I know it's so dumb. Like, we already know that people are just posting their highlights. But, you know, sometimes you just can't help but be like… Mm. Well, but I know half those people are faking it.
I'm saying, like, to other people, to other people's eyes, like, you're living, like, a dope life. Like, even when I check, like, when I'm on Instagram, I see her Instagram, like, wow, she's here. Like, she's here and there. Like, she's everywhere enjoying her life. That's what I thought, right?
Mm-hmm. So, and then you see her and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, what's going on, Ashley? I thought you were cool.
All the same pictures from, like, 6 months ago. I just spread out and post, but… Yeah, anyways, I know it'll get better. It's just, you know, I'm just in my self-doubting phase, but…
It's the end of the year, I think. It's like that, it's also that season.
Yeah.
It's cold and it gets dark really early.
So yeah,
it's
the weather, bro. I freaking hate winter.
I mean, like, sometimes I'll have thoughts like, what am I going to do in the future? But, like, I never got, like, this deep down the rabbit hole, like…
Yeah.
I want to be Peniel for a day.
Me too.
I'd love to be Peniel for a day.
Yeah, man.
Should we all just make a video, like, we just follow Peniel around for a day and see what he does?
No. It's not going to be the same. We got to get in his…
We got to be in his mind.
In his brain.
And you guys will get bored by like the third day because I literally do the same thing every day.
What do you do?
I'll wake up and then… Or well, these days I wake up and then I have to go to rehab for my Achilles. And then I'll come home and then I'll rest. And then I'll go to the gym. And then I'll come home and then I just rest. And then I sleep.
What is the difference between resting and sleeping?
Resting is just… Like, being like, a couch potato?
Yeah, like watching like Netflix or like playing games or something. And then…
I'd love to be Peniel for a day.
And then these days we have a concert coming up.
So yeah.
Wake up, go to rehab, come home, rest. Go to practice, come home, rest. Go work out, come home, rest, sleep, and then repeat.
Wow.
Wait, you can dance right now?
Like barely.
Oh.
For me it's more just like… Match like the formations. Like if there isn't like a lot of footwork in the dance, then I'll do like a little bit. But
be careful, man.
Might snap my Achilles again on stage.
Please don't. Please don't do that. Yeah.
We had so much fun talking about this recently, so I wanted to ask you: do you have a red flag when it comes to dating?
So many I learned this year.
You learned so much this year.
Real quick this year. Actually, no, I did not. It was not a quick process. I learned this year. Period.
You said you needed another girl.
Yeah, I talked about this in my podcast, where it was kind of just. I learned how to separate myself from certain people in my life. Like, I don't have to cut them off or block them or anything. I just realized that it doesn't mean that I'm a bad person, they're a bad person. It just means like, oh, we don't match, and just removing myself from that situation completely.
Yeah.
But I do have red flags for me personally.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to dating?
To me, it's people who project their trauma onto other people. So like they have their own unresolved trauma, but then instead of… taking care of it on their own, they project that onto other people.
Dude, isn't that like 95% of the population? Maybe more.
I know.
So many people are like that.
It's just… I can't deal with that. Because I'm the kind of person that will take it. So I'll take it and take it and take it until I think there's something wrong with me. So that was when I had to snap. No, yeah, exactly. I learned this year how I snapped out of it. I don't know what it was. Like, it was like a switch… flipped or something. I was like, I'm being gaslit. I was like, yo, it was a moment for me.
The more you were talking about it, I was like, wait a minute.
No, that's gaslighting.
No, I said that and I was in my head, I was like, is this gaslighting? And then they were like, no, you're gaslighting me right now. And I was like, I'm gaslighting? And I was just like, yo, I don't know.
Those kind of people don't know what gaslighting is.
Yeah. So that was one for me personally. Are you talking like red flags or icks? Because I learned those are two different things. Icks are like really petty things. Red flags are more serious.
Red flags
and icks.
Yeah, I want to hear your petty icks.
I've heard a petty ick that my friend has. And actually, a couple of my friends have this. I didn't know this was a joint thing. But if you're at a restaurant and they call in the waiter and the waiter doesn't come. Like, it means like they're not… What's the word? Direct enough. Where it's like Togio or like Togi. Like that kind of thing. They're not assertive. Apparently that turns a lot of people I know off. Like my friends.
What? Wow. Really? Yeah. I'm terrible at that. I'm always like…
I can totally see you doing that.
I can't even say Chogyo because it's like…
I scan the room.
This is what I do. I scan the room and I see people… Is there any judgmental people in this room? And if I say Chogyo, I'm scared that they're going to be like… What the hell is he doing, right? So I just, I'd be like… Until they see me.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're the… You're the type of people that keep waiting for the eye contact.
Yeah…
Yeah, that's what I do. You must love that little bell thing then.
I love that. And the tablets too. The tablets are the best.
That was ick. That like my petty ick my friends had. That I was like, that's so interesting. Like personally, I don't really care. But I was just kind of like, that's hilarious to me.
No, but if I was on a date and the person that I was on a date with did that, I think I'd be kind of turned off.
Really?
Yeah. Because like, I'm like, okay, dude. Like
After dating…
After dating, I'd be like, I'll do it. I'd be like, shut up.
That's the thing for me is that my thing is that I can do it. So that's why I don't really care. Or I'm the one that's always like, Chogyo. Like it doesn't… Like for me, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, me too. Usually. I'm the only one that's always like, Chogyo. But like if they're…
It's whenever they're like, Chogyo. Or like they'll say Chogyo and it gets progressively quieter and they just don't come.
Yeah.
Like apparently… I just thought that was so funny. That I was like, that was such a random thing to me.
Maybe it's because they don't seem like confident, maybe.
Yeah.
You know how very meek. No confidence is like a turn off for like a lot of people I heard.
Mm.
So maybe that's why. I don't know.
Oh, another red flag.
Red flag. Okay, we're going
another red flag. big ego, low self-esteem.
Mm.
Oh.
So many guys.
So many people.
So many guys.
Okay.
Wait, why are you… Why
is it always just guys?
No. Everyone in general. I'm just talking in general.
Yeah.
But we're just talking from our experience.
Jeez, look at her.
Yo, you got like PA chic or something? No. Like, why are you getting defensive?
I'm not. But then like… I've seen that a lot in girls too. That's why.
I've seen a lot of girls like that too. I've seen it both ways.
So many people like that.
Yeah.
But in terms of like relationships and then friendships as well… I've just seen so many people like that. And I realize I just do not match with them. Because you're just… The whole time you need to feed into their ego at that point. Because of the fact that they have a low self-esteem. And that's so… Just so tiring for me. And because I'm a giver. And the quote that I came up with for myself this year was… I'm a giver. I give up. But I don't do anything else at that point. But I realized that I can't keep doing that.
I think I saw an Instagram reel on that.
I'm a giver. I give up.
No, it was like, oh, Christmas is all about giving. So I'm giving up.
I was like, that's my kind of giver. You're on my algorithm right now, Ashley.
I know. I was like, am I on Denise's Instagram? This is Denise's algorithm.
That's the kind of stuff I see. I'm like, hey, double tap. And I'm like, all right. The only like 5 minutes of social media I'm on a date. I'm so behind on trends.
Me and Junior are so lost right now. We're like, what?
Wait, but do you still do TikTok?
I just took a TikTok today. That's why I'm wearing like a Christmas outfit.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Looking cute.
We're matching. We have our little socks and our shoes.
I know.
And all that stuff on.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Do you know about the chat? What's this challenge called?
Scream! Squirrels in my pants, right?
Yeah.
It's big.
Somebody, everybody,
just
scream.
You just found out about that.
Yeah. What? They had no idea.
We had no idea what
it was. Grills?
Wait, Junie, I thought you knew.
I thought that's why you were laughing.
Didn't you know?
No, because I was laughing because the way he like did it.
Opened his hands and there's a person inside.
Everything he did was funny, okay?
And he just did it like out of nowhere. That's why I thought it was so funny.
Because the dude like, has like a really low voice.
I'm old. Like I can't be on TikTok. Somebody, everybody. I was like, where did that come from?
The action itself was so funny.
Did you guys not know Phineas and Ferb? The show?
Is that where it's from?
That's where it's from.
I've never watched it.
Yeah, Phineas and Ferb. S-I-M-P, Squirrels in My Pants.
Oh. I didn't watch like every episode, so…
I just watched… Who thinks and makes these TikTok trends?
I don't know.
Who makes these TikTok trends?
It's like just some like 12-year-old.
They are, half the time. They're making these challenges. And
well,
I'm like,
some of them are genius.
No, they are.
An AI.
Definitely. Writing these essays out for everybody. Yeah. They're making TikToks for everyone.
It's like, hey, AI, make the next TikTok trend. And it's going to be like, open your hand slowly with this in the back.
There's someone dancing in your hand.
So stupid. Well, I just want to ask because you're a J. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I do. It's mainly to stay active. So I'm starting Pilates soon.
Is your scoliosis better?
That's why I'm trying to do Pilates. I took pictures for the first time in ages today. Like someone took them for me. And I was like, yo, I gotta fix my shoulders, bro. Like they're so rounded. Round shoulder? Yeah, I got round shoulders. Like my neck is like… I have like the tech, you know, like when you're, yeah, I have the tech neck. So
everyone sit up right now.
We're all fixing our posture now. I'm trying to take care of my body. Like when everyone said health is wealth, I was like, I'm young, doesn't matter. It's not working anymore for me. As I'm, everyone and everyone in the room stared. But as I'm turning 22,
hey, it's okay. I get it.
Working as much well anymore. Like,
how do you think I feel?
Regenerate as fast. You're doing great though.
Wow, that was a big laugh.
You're
Excuse
done now.
Me?
I think that's the,
why are you see laughing?
I think that's the done. Loudest You're I've cut, heard him bro. Laugh today.
Yo, why are
and
you laughing?
We had a comedian in the room earlier.
Yeah. We had a comedian in the but
I'm younger than you.
Jeez, man.
No, but I can relate with her though.
Yeah.
Because when I was like 24 or something like that, I went to the hospital for like lower back, like herniated disc or something like that.
Mm.
And they were like, oh yeah, so your lower back age is equivalent to a 50-year-old right now. And I was like,
gosh.
Great.
No, exactly.
I was like, thank you.
I'm afraid to go to the doctor because they're going to tell me something's wrong. I'm like, I'm living at ignorance right now. But yeah. Mainly just to take care of my health, like health is wealth. And mainly to just tell myself that it is okay to be where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
Like be okay with my pace and not compare myself. Not that I compared myself to anyone before, but I compared myself to myself in the past in that way a lot. Where it's like in terms of scale or publicity or whatever it was, I would compare myself to who I was or whatever. Like I'm like, am I who I wanted to be 5 years ago? Like well, maybe I do a 5-year plan. Am I who I wanted to be 5 years ago? Like, whatever it is. So I always tell myself, you know, like, right here is where I'm supposed to be and I'm doing exactly what I need to do for me right now. And to just take it day by day so I don't
to be more
get
realistic.
Too… Yeah.
Yeah. Be more like Peniel.
Yeah. I'm trying to… My New Year's resolution is to be more like Peniel.
I think we're all trying to be like that for us. So.
No.
I like being myself.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good. There you go. That's how you start actually.
That's good.
But I'm excited for the new year. I feel like 2023… After 2022, I kind of think that 2023 is like everything's only going up from here. So…
Mm.
I was really anxious about a lot of things, but I
are you the year
excited.
Rabbit?
No, I'm a I'm dragon.
Oh,
ooh.
You're a yongti?
Yeah, I have a dragon tattoo.
What?
Where do you have?
You have a dragon tattoo? You're the girl with the dragon tattoo?
No, oh, that's a cute dragon. That's
cute
like
dragon.
Charizard or something. Charizard.
Yeah, oh, okay. I thought it'd be like a huge
one on my
like.
Back.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it, and then I didn't want to give my grandma a heart attack.
Well, it was lovely.
What are we like sending her off?
Yeah.
Like why?
Like,
thanks for coming by.
No, thank you guys so much for having me. I always wanted to be on Get Real. I didn't know I was gonna get this real today, but I planned to be funnier, but it didn't work out the way I planned. So.
No, that's great.
Yeah, you're a horrible Jay.
Yeah, it's not really working. So
let him know your album and stuff and your future stuff.
Ooh,
that's coming.
Got a lot of stuff. So I have a podcast called Amateur Hour that uploads bi-weekly that the first season is coming to an end soon. So that is available on all streaming platforms. So go check that out along with this episode of Get Real, of course, on Dive. I also have an EP that is released on December 29th with my 5 songs that I'm super excited for you guys to listen to. It's called Me Before You. And I also have a live video that is up on my YouTube channel, which is Denise Kim Sings, where I will be uploading more frequently nowadays, I promise. Or… My J will not be
don't
great
make
again.
Promises.
Don't make promises. And also,
yeah, don't say something if you're not going to keep it.
I'm going to keep it. I'll do it. I'm filming a vlog right now as we speak.
Okay.
That's
hold
my
on,
red flag.
Before
that's
we
why.
Wrap up. Yeah, this is like a red flag for her.
What was your red flag?
Okay. Oh, let's say you're on a date with your boyfriend.
We have to wrap up. Okay. This is
important.
She just doesn't. She doesn't want her like…
Yo, watch. Okay, so you're on a date with… Let's say like your boyfriend.
No, I get
and then
it.
And then you tell your boyfriend,
it,
right? Oh, that place looks really good. I want to go there.
Like, oh, that's such a
like,
cute cafe or
yeah.
Something.
I was like, oh yeah, we'll go. Right? And then he never does. Is that a red flag?
I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't remember at that point. That or I would just go with someone else. If I really
wanted
to go.
Oh, not
anyways,
helpful.
Make it
till
you make it.
In the studio today. Thank you so much for coming out. It was a pleasure
Bro,
to see you
here.
And your blob looking tattoo.
In the studio. All right. Please make sure to follow us and review this podcast. And full episodes will be on youtube.com/divepods. Everyone, thank you for listening. And bye-bye.
Stay blessed. Bye. Much love. Bye.